Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
All right, let's see if we can help a relationship for a second. Samantha is on the phone. She noticed some weird behavior from her boyfriend. We're going to try to figure out what's going on here. What's going on with you, Samantha?
It's kind of been weird recently. I've been dating the same guy for over 2 years now, and he kind of just disappears sometimes. So it's happening.
What do you, like, he has superpowers? What do you mean?
Like, it's, he just kind of goes off the grid. Like, he'll stop responding to the phone. He, like, goes out. So we started working together.
Yeah.
And for at least an hour, 3 to 5 times a week, he'll just disappear for over an hour. And he won't say where he's going. He won't even really say goodbye. He just kind of, like, leaves. And then I can't reach him at all. And then he just, like, comes back.
How long have you guys been dating?
Yeah, we've been dating just over 2 years.
Oh, for a minute. So is this new behavior?
Yeah, I mean, at least nothing that I ever noticed before in a significant way. And then I don't even really get answers when I've tried to ask about it before. I'm like, where are you going? I'll just kind of like shrug off and kind of like disappear. So
interesting. Okay. Yeah, if you've been dating for 2 years and then there's this kind of sudden change in behavior like that, whether it's bad or not, it gives you that sick feeling in your stomach.
Yeah.
So he could be doing something that maybe he's like kind of insecure about or ashamed about that he just doesn't want to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems weird. We haven't really been keeping secrets from each other at this point, so I don't know why. It like makes me feel really I don't know. Like,
yeah, it's,
like,
something's off.
At the same time, I'm like freaked out. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no substitute really for that gut feeling, right?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. We'll call Adam in about 6 minutes here, and we'll try and find out what's going on, okay?
Okay.
So we have Samantha, and we got her boyfriend Adam to find out. Hey, Adam.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Adam, it's Scotty from US99, and I have your girlfriend, Samantha, on the phone, too, and she wants to ask you a question, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Adam, what is going on? Like, where do you go? Where do you go during the day? You just kind of disappear. I don't know what's going on.
Don't worry about it. I'm not cheating on you. Just, I mean, sometimes I take a walk or something. It's nothing. It's not really that important. I just drop it. We don't need to.
You turn your phone off. Like, you don't want to be found. It's like concerning. I don't know what's going on.
You know, Adam, I will say you're kind of gaslighting her a little bit in the fact that you're expecting her to not feel insecure about this. Because, I mean, in a relationship, you want to have that confidence that you have the trust and the openness with your partner that makes them feel good about being with you.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense. You're right. So, and I never told you, but before we met, I used to be married.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, are you still friends? You're like hanging out with her and you just didn't want me to know, or?
No, that's not what happened. She passed away a few years ago. That's how the marriage ended.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry to hear that.
When I'm gone,
yeah,
during those days.
I have no idea.
So when you're gone, where are you going?
When I'm gone, I go to visit her grave. I talk to her and, you know, clear my head. That's what I'm doing during those hours.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm sorry. I had no idea. I just feel a little blindsided.
Well, don't feel bad about that. I mean, you've been dating for 2 years and you have the right to feel blindsided on something like that. I also understand it's not the easiest thing to bring up. 2 years is a long time to not say anything about that.
Yeah.
I was a little scared to bring it up.
Understandable. I just think once you get into a relationship with somebody that you truly care about, you owe it to them to let them know what's going on with you. How are you feeling, Samantha?
I don't know if I'm upset. I don't think that's the right word. I just feel, I guess I feel badly. Like, I feel like you didn't trust me in some sort of way. I don't know. I wish I was like there for you while you were also going through this.
All right. Well, Adam, I think you're pretty brave for sharing that story for the first time, especially on the radio, but you guys do have some stuff to talk about.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I'm glad it wasn't cheating, so I'll let you guys, you know, handle your business.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
Dan and Shay are